This is KYUK Public Radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Evan Erickson. Alaska aviation experts and air carriers pushed for improving and maintaining existing weather stations instead of only focusing on building new infrastructure at an aviation safety summit hosted by state and federal officials in Anchorage on Friday. Several dozen representatives from air carriers and associations from across Alaska participated in the summit. Senator Dan Sullivan led the roundtable. He pointed to the state's high rate of plane crashes and related fatalities and said weather stations that report current conditions are crucial. He says while the state plans to build more than 150 new weather stations, local air carriers are frustrated they often can't use existing ones.
We are getting infrastructure, weather systems in particular, throughout the state. That's great. But one of the outcomes of this summit is we currently have weather systems and aviation lighting and things in rural communities that it takes months, and to be honest, in certain cases even years, to fix. That's unacceptable.
Last week, a widespread outage affected dozens of weather stations across the state. Industry experts say that on any given day, up to 20 existing stations in Alaska are not reporting. Sullivan said one idea that came out of the discussion was to contract local transportation staff to fix those stations instead of waiting for Federal Aviation Administration staff from out of state. Another idea was to create a spare part depot in Alaska to speed up fixing stations. And Sullivan said stakeholders spoke about creating a better way to communicate issues and outages to the FAA. In addition to automated weather data, pilots also use flight service stations to get information about weather and runway conditions and for emergency assistance. Right now, at least 4 flight service stations across Alaska are closed, and more are operating at limited capacity as a result of the FAA placing employees at those stations on administrative leave. Jennifer Homendy is the National Transportation Safety Board chairwoman. She says flight station closures are a safety concern for pilots who rely on them, especially when weather infrastructure is not reporting.
We do need those back up and running. Totally understand that there were issues with personnel. That's besides the point. The answer is not to close it. The answer is to fix it. Bring somebody else in then and continue to provide that service, which is a lifeline to pilots that are operating right here in Alaska.
An FAA official said at the meeting that the affected stations will remain closed for the immediate future and that the agency is looking at several options to provide redundancy in services, but nothing has been decided. Residents of the Seward Peninsula village of Brevig Mission spoke out in overwhelming opposition Tuesday to the proposed Graphite One mine during a meeting with the Canadian Mining Company and the Bering Straits Native Corporation. As KNOM's Margaret Sutherland reports, the discussion focused on long-term food security, cultural land, and a newly required environmental review.
Roughly 80 people filled rows of tables and snacked on pizza brought in by Graphite One at the Native Village of Brevik Mission, the City of Brevik Mission, and the Brevik Mission Native Corporation's special joint session. The topic was Graphite One's proposed mining project, located at the headwaters of the Seward Peninsula Village's watershed. Residents hung signs that read, "Protect our future, no drilling in 2026, and no Graphite One mine, to name a few," on the walls of the multipurpose building. Unlike other community meetings this summer, this one was led by the village's tri-entities and opened up with public comments directed towards Graphite One representatives.
I know you really want to dig this up mine for your own money, but we are stopping you for our survival.
That's Darla Toktu. During the meeting, she served samples of traditional subsistence foods to out-of-towners on paper plates, dry salmon, dried ugruk, or bearded seal, and local greens soaked in seal oil.
The plates that I gave you are just a tiny bit of our lifestyle. We hunt everything. We hunt, gather, process, and put them in our freezer for the winter. There's no other way that we know how to live but off the land, sea.
The proposed mine would be a roughly 1-mile-wide open pit on state land near the Kigliok Mountains in the Imarok Basin. Graphite One said the site holds one of the largest known graphite deposits in the U.S., and materials from the mine would support a broader battery supply chain. The site is about an hour boat ride from Brevik Mission, a village of roughly 400 people. Toktu says the community relies heavily on subsistence foods from the Imarok Basin.
Our kids are going to be dependent on it forever. You start that mine and you pollute our air, water, or sea. You're killing our kids. You're killing our future.
The current proposal estimates a 20-year mine life, with the possibility of an extension. Graphite One says the project could employ about 250 skilled workers. But Frida Southall, the vice president of the Native Village of Brevik Mission, says jobs do not outweigh the risk to food security for current and future generations.
Local hire. There's going to be local hire. It's always like fed to us that, oh, it's going to help bring job securities and what have you. But at the end of the day, when this mine gets what they want from that land, we're still going to be here and we're going to be the ones left behind trying to make it.
The Graphite One mining project has been in development for the last several years. Last summer, it was added to the FAST 41 permitting dashboard, a federal fast track for selected critical mineral projects across the country. In November, Brevik Mission's tri-entities, the Native Village, Native Corporation, and the city, passed a joint resolution opposing the mine, citing concerns for subsistence resources, cultural integrity, community well-being, and long-term sustainability for the region. Earlier this month, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, which holds a key federal permit for the project, said it needs a more extensive environmental impact statement, or EIS, instead of the less scrutinous environmental assessment. That delays the project's federal permitting process, which had been expected to wrap up this fall, by at least a year, and adds more studies and public comment before the project can move forward. Southall says local knowledge needs to be a part of that process.
Because as a non-Native doing that, you're not going to know what a Native person utilizes when they get that EIS done.
Mike Schaffner is Chief Operating Officer for Graphite One. He told attendees that the company wants to mitigate environmental harm and work with the community.
We can't put a mine in that honors what you just said. There shouldn't be a mine put in. Okay? It's that plain and simple.
He said the more extensive review of the environmental impact statement will give them time to address the subsistence concerns. Graphite One has said the company would negotiate direct financial compensation for communities in the form of a payment in lieu of taxes, since the villages are not part of a borough and wouldn't receive regular property tax revenue from the project. Still, many at the meeting remain in opposition. Brevik Mission resident Elmer Seetot Jr. sits on Graphite One's Subsistence Advisory Council. He said he doesn't think public sentiment will change the outcome.
They're going to do it one way or another, but we can talk about other things. Our resources, our natural resources, and our environment. These are the things that we can control. For many of our species, they're already disappearing.
He says climate change and warming Arctic conditions are already leading to more scarce subsistence resources. But he said at least Graphite One is working with them, which is preferred to an alternative company who may not.
We need to work. Look at the world around us. It's not like when we were young. Now things change to a point where our people before us said these things would happen. And now they're happening.
After public comments, the tri-entities played a slideshow of locals hunting caribou, gathering berries, and recreating on the surrounding land. Graphite One gave a project update before the meeting adjourned. The federal environmental impact statement for the project is expected to be finished in September of next year. With reporting in Brevik Mission, I'm Margaret Sutherland.
This is KYUK News. I'm Evan Erickson. Koyana for listening. Please share your news tips, comments, or suggestions. You can email us at news@kyuk.org or message us on Facebook. And stay tuned for Yuktun Ganumchit coming up.